de lente komt, dan stuur ik jou.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Blues, 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 the St. Louis blues. Blues, blues.
Een hele goede avond te luisteren naar Blues Radio Amsterdam. Tweede zaterdag van de maand. Het is mijn beurt om een mooie muziekmix voor u te brouwen. Maart geeft Internationale Vrouwendag, verkiezingen, lente. Enfin, genoeg om naar muziek te vertalen. Laten we beginnen met twee nummers van het album van Herbie Mann. Herbie Mann Returns to the Village Gate. En ja, je hoort het goed, dat klinkt als video. Thank you. Zo, dat was Beck's Groove, een Bedouin van Herbie Mann. Even de heupen losgeslingerd. Op naar wat rustige vaarwater met Erik Truva. En daarna laat ik u alleen met de muziek, tot het einde van dit uur. Om even te vertellen wat u zo al gehoord heeft. Tot zo.
restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring. Busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, it might as well be spring.
It was one morning in the spring. I went on board to serve the king. I left my dearest dear behind, who oft times told me her heart was mine. When I came back to her father's hall, inquiring for my jewel, her cruel old father this reply. Her mama says, if you deny, oh, she has married another man, a richer man for all his life, a richer man for all his life, and he has made her his lawful wife. Thank you. that curse gold and silver too. And all false women who won't prove true, or some will take and then will break, all for the sake of richery. Oh, stop, young man, don't talk too fast. The fault is great, but none of mine. The fault is great, but none of mine. Don't speak so hard of the female kind. Keep my vows and hold them still. Since hard fortune around me frowns, I'll sail this ocean round and round. I'll sail this ocean until I die. I'll quit my way on the mountain high.
Thank you. ik niet kijk, heb ik het niet gezien. Heb ik het niet gezien, wist ik er niets van. Kunnen ze mij niks maken, dus ik kijk niet. Als ik niet praat, heb ik het niet gezegd. Heb ik het niet gezegd, wist ik er niets van.
Thank you.
Oké, we naderen het nieuws en de reclame. Na Eric Truffaut hoorde u Anouar Brahim, Dick Haymes, Gil Evans, The Scatterlights, Lucky Dub, Bram Vermeulen en opnieuw The Scatterlights met het nummer Christine Keeler. Een speciale titel voor een nummer en een uitstekende inleiding voor het volgende uur. Mevrouw Keeler, overleden in 2017, was begin jaren 60 de oorzaak voor het aftreden van de minister in Engeland. En enige tijd later het aftreden van de complete Britse regering. Lees haar verhaal nog maar eens na. Hoe een gewoon Brits meisje geneukt en daarna verneukt werd door invloedrijke mannen uit de Britse politiek. En de schuld lag natuurlijk bij haar. Tot zometeen, tweede uur, de dames achter de microfoon.
Perfumo was the Secretary of State for War and a glamorous Tory politician. He was publicly humiliated, retired from politics and spent the rest of his life running a charity. Christine Keeler was a model and party girl who'd had an affair with Profumo 2 years earlier. Before the scandal broke, she tried to sell her story to the newspapers. One spirited her away to Spain. By the time she returned, the news had broken and she was mobbed at the airport. And Eugene Ivanov was a KGB spy at the Soviet embassy in London, who'd also been seeing Keeler. Stephen Ward was the man who'd brought them all together, an amateur artist and society osteopath with a string of celebrity clients and a taste for pretty girls. When the rumours about Profumo and Keeler and a Soviet spy were raised in the House of Commons in March 1963, the minister was summoned to a 3 a.m. meeting. The next day, he gave a statement to the House, denying there'd been a breach of national security and denying he'd had an affair. That last bit was a lie. By May, his colleagues in government knew it was a lie. On the 5th of June, the rest of the country did too.